Wow, wow, day. You're so sway. Oh, day. I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 28th of February, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, featuring epic sword fights and tall tales of pirates, nuns, and Queen Victoria, the untold legend of Imogen Flight is a swashbuckling feminist comedy of our time. And it's also a brand new play from Fabulous Theatre running until next Saturday at Studio 700, and we will meet Imogen herself. Actress Shakira Shoot is here. We'll also let you know about upcoming auditions and other theatre stuff on the call board, and we've got lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theatre, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And sitting across from me right here, right now, is Shakira Shute. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So you are playing Imogen Flight.
I am.
Now tell us all about Imogen.
Oh, where do I start? Imogen.
Yeah.
She's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
She is the most renowned sword fighter in England, Victorian England. Mm-hmm. She's a legend. She has made a name for herself. Everyone knows who she is. She has killed many. She has saved many.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not just a sword fighter. She's an interesting character. She's got some levels to her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's a bit
such
broken.
As?
Well, she's a bit broken. She, yeah. You know, her father died when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very close relationship with her mother, but she left home very young to pursue her dream of being a sword fighter and being a legend. But she's been quite lonely.
Yeah.
So, in the play, you sort of follow this journey. You start off seeing this legend, and then she gets broken down a bit.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, you've had a bit of a journey yourself.
Yes.
Where did you start?
Well, I'm from England. Mm-hmm. This is my real accent. I started off at the National Youth Theatre of mm-hmm. Great Britain when I was about 14 or 15, and stayed with them training as an actress until I was about 20, yeah. 21.
Now, is that like a theatre company, or is it
yes.
a school, or
it's
is it both?
Well, it's kind of both.
Uh-huh.
They run during the summer. When I was there, it's expanded a lot yeah. since I left many years ago. It's now huge, but it used to be in the summer, but it was the full 6 to 8 weeks of the summer. Yeah. And from the age of as young as 12, you would go and
wow.
live on campus.
Whereabouts, in London?
In London, mm-hmm. In the center of London.
Right.
And it was the first time for many of us that we'd been away from home.
Yeah.
And we'd be there for, you did a 3 week or 4 week course of training, and then you'd get to audition for the plays.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Every summer you could audition. And we put on huge productions in the Lyric Hammersmith and the Soho Theatre.
Those
amazing.
Are big houses.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so what kind of shows did you do?
So I was in a few. The biggest ones I did were The Master and Margarita. Uh-huh. And that was the biggest one that I did with Matt Smith, who was Doctor Who.
Wow.
And Tom Allen, who's a famous comedian mm-hmm. in the UK. They went off to do big things. and then the Soho Theatre was a rotation of plays. Mm-hmm. There was one set in the 60s, one in the 50s, one in the 70s, you know, across yeah. it was because it was for I think the millennium. So
yeah
we did.
So you did all this and you loved it so much that you went off to study law.
I know, I did. It was I always thought I was going to be an actress. That's what I really wanted to do when I got to the end of university. Because I did the sensible thing. I did an English and American literature degree.
Of course.
Whilst doing all of this acting on the side. Because I thought, I better get a real degree, you know. Even though that's not what I wanted to do. But then at the end of the 3 years, I thought, actually, I don't have the guts to... I don't have the guts to be an actress or try to be an actress, and so I became a lawyer instead, which was still quite a difficult thing.
The easier path.
I had to requalify as a lawyer instead. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I've got a friend who's in law school right now, and she's just sort of wrapping things up. She's doing moot court and she's doing law review, and she's just like constantly under stress. Yeah. And so I know that compared to being an actor is easy.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. And then I was a lawyer for about 5 years in uh-huh. England. And then we moved to Vancouver.
So what brought you here?
Well, my husband got a job over here. Uh-huh. And at the time I was like, I was on the very end of my maternity leave after having my first child. And I thought, I don't really want to go back to work. Let's go to Vancouver instead. I wasn't thinking. I just thought, let's not do that. Let's go to Vancouver. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And then when we got here, I realized that I'd have to re-qualify again here to be a lawyer.
Yeah, you basically have to start all over again, almost, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so I've got an English and American literature degree, I have a law degree, and then I would have to do that again. And I thought, no, that's not even what I really wanted to do in the mm-hmm. first place. I wanted to be an actress. So this Imogen Flight is my first show in Canada, in Vancouver, and after having kids and being a lawyer.
Yeah. So how did you get connected with Fabulous?
Do you know what? It was very serendipitous. So I had this epiphany that, no, I wasn't going to requalify as a lawyer. I'll go into acting. I went on the Vancouver Public Library list of auditions mm-hmm. that happened to be going on just to see what was available. Trawling through, scrolling down.
Yep.
No, I'm not an actor.
We do that. We do that on this show every Friday.
I'm like, I'm not. And I didn't really know where to begin. I just Googled, auditions in Vancouver. Yeah. And I found Imogen Flight, mm-hmm. Fabulous Theatre. And I thought, why not?
Right. Why not?
Yeah.
Now, with your training at the National Youth Theatre, would you have had fight training and that to prepare you to qualify for this role?
I mean, I did do fight training, but this was a very long time ago and was nothing like what was required for Imogen Flight. So we had an amazing fight choreographer come in to help us, Sylvie LeRivière, and she was amazing.
Yeah. She's a bit of a legend in her own right.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know why she is an Imogen Flight.
That's right.
she's been amazing, and she's helped me go from somebody who I wasn't afraid to pick up the sword at all. It was very exciting. But I certainly didn't have as much training as I needed to begin with. But now,
Now you just built on your skills. Yeah, I know. Hey, wait a minute. I can actually do this.
Yeah.
And it's, aside from all the other excitement, it is a world premiere of a brand new locally written play.
It is.
By Mary Littlejohn.
Yes.
Who is an old friend of this show. And
Yes, so I hear. Yeah. No, she's amazing. And that was the other thing. So I auditioned for this play thinking, English, great, I don't have to worry about my accent.
Yeah.
And Victorian England, great, kind of know a bit about that. Sword fighting, that sounds fun. But written by a woman, about women, this was really exciting to me. I hadn't read the script, obviously, before I went to the audition, before I got cast, and then I got sent the script, and it is really amazing.
Wow.
She's very talented.
Good.
Yeah. I can't wait for people to see it on stage and her writing come to life. I hope that we do it justice because it is very powerful. Mm. I did shed a tear at the first reading. So, yeah.
That's a good sign.
Give too much away.
That's a good sign. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so you're up at the Studio 700 on yeah. Hamilton Street in the that's the old CBC staff cafeteria, by the way.
Oh, is it? Doesn't look like a cafeteria now.
No, no. But I remember I used to work at the CBC a long time ago, and the first time I did a play in the studio, and I've been in here before. Yeah. This is that's where the cashier was. That's where the dairy case was.
It's a great space.
Yeah, it is really nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's really big. It's it's really good.
And it's very sort of flexible. You can you know you can arrange the seating any way you like, and you know, it's a nice big open space.
It is.
So you've already opened or opening tonight or
opening night tonight. Yeah. We had a preview night last night, which went very well.
Good.
And excited for the rest of the run.
But yeah, which is only a week.
Ah, you know, it is. Yeah.
That's the worst part about doing theater in this town is that you don't find out about things until after they're closed because they only last a week.
Yeah, no, so, but we've got a lot. There's 8 shows in total. We have 7 left. So preview was last night.
Right.
There's still 7 shows left. Yeah, it's going to be good.
And how do people get tickets?
You can go to the brown paper ticket .ca and search for Imogen Flight, and you can select what day you want. And also Thursday next week, there is a pay what you can option.
Good.
So you can go on, log on, and there's a sort of a range of payment options for you. So that's a good night.
Yeah. You can also check out Facebook, Imogen Flight, or Fabulous Theatre. Either of those places will take you to the show.
Absolutely. There's links everywhere.
Wonderful. Well, have a great run. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And we'll hope to see you again soon.
Yes.
Great. All right. Let's hear some music. Okay. How about this one?
Thank you.
That's Alexandria Mayo. I hope that's how I pronounce it. I forgot to mention, when we're talking about the untold legend of Imogen Flight, during the run, Fabulous Theatre will be collecting donations for SheWay, part of the Vancouver Native Health Society and VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation, which provide comprehensive health and social services to women who are either pregnant or parenting children less than 18 months old, and who are experiencing current or previous issues with substance abuse. So if you want more information on how to support SheWay, visit their website, which is vnhs.net, and look under the tabs for SheWay, and go see the Untold Legend of Imogen Flight, and you can donate to them as well. What about this?
MRG Concerts presents Josiah and Snot at the Biltmore Cabaret on February 28th. They'll be performing with special guest NASCAR Aloe. For tickets, visit mrgconcerts.com.
Have you ever thought about going abroad to study, work, volunteer, or learn a new language? Mark Tuesday, March 3rd in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Feature seminar starts at 1 p.m. and expo opens at 2 p.m. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
The Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival presents a climbing show featuring local climbers Kim and Graham McGrenery, who will talk about their adventures in Armenia, along with films from around the globe. The VIMFF will also present a ski program with local producer Ruben Krabbe, who will show his mind-blowing ski photographs and his short film Nebula. February 25th and 27th at 7:30, Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. Tickets at www.vimff.org.
The ongoing right now is Performance Works is Le No Show Vancouver. How much are you willing to pay for your theater ticket? As much as for a movie? Grouse Mountain Sky Ride, a Canucks game, or nothing at all? It's up to you. A local adaptation of the international hit Le No Show Vancouver welcomes you into a playful and interactive experience where two ideas, the cost of theater and its value as art, clash with predatory humor. I love predatory humor. A show twice awarded by the Console des Arts and Lettres in Montreal, Le No Show Vancouver denounces the reality of the artistic world, sometimes bitter, sometimes joyful, by breaking the codes of traditional theater. The show offers the audience a unique moment, mixing laughter with reality. It's going on right now at Performance Works on Granville Island. It's produced by Théâtre Le 16e in collaboration with Théâtre de Bunker et le Collectif Nous Sommes Ici. Bonjour, c'est ça. Bon appétit. There we go. It features friends of the show like Anais West and Chris Francisque. I got it right. And tickets are available by going to Théâtre Le 16e. Let me see. Let me open this one here because that's got more information on it. And it won't open. So there you go. You can also find out more information on it at Facebook. So just look for Le No Show Vancouver and go see that. Also going on right now, opening this weekend at Pacific Theater at 16th and 12th and Hemlock. It's Mark St. Germain's Best of Enemies. And this is a play that takes place in the U.S. South in the 1971. It's 1971. Civil rights activist Ann Atwater is fighting a pitch battle to desegregate public schools in her hometown of Durham, North Carolina. And she comes across C.P. Ellis, the exalted cyclops of the local Ku Klux Klan. In the middle comes a mediator from Washington who tries to negotiate the desegregation process. And Anne and C.P. find their mutual poverty puts them on the same side of the table. This is based on a nonfiction book, Best of Enemies, Race and Redemption in the New South by Osha Gray Davidson. It's going on now until the 21st of March at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. You don't want to miss that. And let's see, one more thing here. Oh, yeah, a reminder that a film that we highlighted here, oh, geez, a couple of years ago now, National Film Board of Canada production based on a housing project in Toronto and the lives of the people there. It's called Unarmed Verses, and it's directed and produced by Charles Officer. And he, what he does in the film is he creates a thoughtful and vivid portrait of a family and community facing a difficult transition. The largely low-income residents of a rental housing block in Toronto are threatened with imposed relocation due to the impending demolition of the place they call home. At the center of the story is a 12-year-old Francine Valentine, a curious and compassionate girl whose astute observations and innate ability to express her thoughts belie her young age. Francine is definitely the star of this film, and if she doesn't touch your heart, you don't have one. And it's now available on the NFB website. You can watch, you can stream it for free at nfb.ca/unarmedverses. Verses, yeah, Unarmed Verses. So look for it, and it's I think it's available indefinitely, like it's on forever. But check it out; it is it's definitely worth seeing. All right, let's hear some more music. This is, who is it? Where are they? Where did they go? There they go. This is What. It's opposite day because there's anything but hazardous conditions here at CITR, and that is What, who played at our big closing night for the fun drive a couple of weeks ago at the Red Gate on Main Street. One of the fun things about doing this show is watching work develop. Sometimes it starts with an audition notice, and then we get to see the show, or learning about seeing a fringe production that then blossoms into a full-length production. And that's the story of Big Sister. Big Sister ran at the Fringe 2 years ago, and we got to meet the creators behind it, the Voight sisters, Naomi and Deborah, and they have taken their Fringe show, and they have expanded it into a full-length play that is now on stage at the Culture, it's at the Culture Lab at Venables and Victoria, 1895 Venables Street. It's called Big Sister, and it is the story of the relationship between two sisters, and what happens when one of them changes. This is the real life experience of Naomi's 70-pound weight loss, written through the perspective of her younger sister, Deborah. Big Sister explores a world of evil siblings, fat shaming, and unlikely collaboration. Naomi says, I lost 70 pounds over 2 years and my life changed drastically. I got taken seriously professionally. I got asked out on dates. Guys at falafel stands winked at me. Everything changed. And the show is about working through that, trying not to have internalized fat shame. It's a story of body positivity with a unique perspective. So Big Sister is on right now. Closes this weekend. There's a couple more shows. There's tonight and tomorrow night, and then there's a matinee tomorrow afternoon as well. So that's three shows altogether at the Culture Lab, right there at the corner of Venables and Victoria. You can get tickets at theculch.com. And then this weekend is also the Talking Stick Festival, and there's a big event going on tomorrow. It's the Métis Fair, which will feature dancers. And where is it? I lost it. All of a sudden I hit the wrong button, and there it goes. The Louis Riel Métis dancers, and they will perform lively audience favorites and then get everybody up dancing. Because that's how the Métis dances are truly meant to be enjoyed. You can't just sit and watch. You got to come up and dance. The event is also at the Roundhouse. It's a pay what you can, and there will also be live music. And it's happening all afternoon, starting at 12 o'clock tomorrow. And that's all at the Roundhouse Community Center Exhibition Hall, which is in Roundhouse Mews, which is just off of what's that road? You know, the big road that cuts through Yale Town. You know where the Roundhouse is. Look it up. I don't know. I'll tell you later. Anyway. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There will be, aside from the music and the dancing, you can learn how to play the spoons and do a little jigging and participate in workshops on carving and finger weaving and learn about Métis herbs in the exclusive and fascinating workshop. Lively performances from the dancers and others. There's vendors, soup, and bannock, too. Fun for the whole family. As I said, it's at the Roundhouse tomorrow, starting at noon all day. And I think it goes into the evening, too. So that's sort of the big closing day for the Talking Stick Festival. No, let's see. Also going on tonight, it's the Theater Terrific Pub Night, which is a fundraiser for Theater Terrific, which does terrific work. You can enjoy a meal with friends and performance by their choral group. Tickets are $30, and all money goes to help support Theater Terrific. And it's happening at the Great Bear Pub, which is on Kingsway in Burnaby, 5665 Kingsway. Yeah, you want to get there tonight. A lot of fun for that one. And also, one more thing here. Come on, just give me one more thing. Kamlupa. This is a show that was we talked about last year. It's Kim Senclip Harvey, who produced and wrote and directed this show, and it's coming back. It's going to be at the North Van City Library today, starting at 6:30, going till 8:30. Come along for the ride of Kamlupa, the largest powwow on the West Coast. The high-energy, indigenous, matriarchal story follows two urban indigenous sisters and a lawless trickster who face our world head-on as they come to terms with what it means to honor who they are and where they are from. But how to go about discovering yourself when Christopher Columbus allegedly already did that? Bear witness to the courage of these women as they turn their ancestors for help in reclaiming their power in the ultimate transformation story. And that's all going on today, starting at 6:30 at the North Van City Library, which is at 14th Street in North Vancouver. Well, I think we got time for some more music. Let's hear from Sarah Carbone.
So I'll go home and I'll hang out in my room like before. And I'll pick up the pieces and the crumbs I left spread out on the floor. Oh, and baby, I won't want you anymore. Oh, down and I'll close my tired eyes and fall asleep. And you won't come around in the middle of the night begging me to see your side of and the moon will shine through the window. Oh, but I won't know. Well, it's been a year
Music Waste Festival is buzz back for a special winter feature with Winter Waste
2020.
Tonk, Princess Apparently, Be Afraid, and Emily Toyota are helping us waste our time, but hopefully not yours, on Saturday, February 29th at the Toast Collective. We'll be donating some of the proceeds of the show, plus selling festival merch, having a raffle with squiggly prizes, and straight up collecting donations to support Wet'suwet'en Land Defenders. Buzz, see you there.
Listen to Radio Pizza Party with Tristan and Jack.
Hear two grown men talk about the movie Chud and the quirks of the human condition with guests, segments, and music.
It's completely professional and serious. We're just bad at what we do.
Be a lot better if you knew anything about running the boards.
Well, Jack, maybe if you were a little more patient, I could actually learn and not feel like I have to be the maestro of the boards every damn time.
We've been doing this for a year.
Listen to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, Friday nights from 6 to 7:30.
10,000 hours, Jack? 10,000 hours!
Last time I checked, there's more than 10,000 hours in a year, Tristan. You don't have a job.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable or unsafe walking around campus at night? There's an AMS service dedicated to helping anyone trying to get across campus alone at night. We're SafeLock, and we have your back. Call us at 604-822-5355 to request a transfer, or check out our website at ams.ubc.ca/safeWalk for more information on hours and policies.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to go out and read for everything. Don't let them stop you. Want to be part of the fringe, but you missed the main stage lottery? Didn't get drawn? Or are you too far down on the wait list? Don't worry about it. You can still be part of the festival by bringing your show to BYOB, BYOV, bring your own venue. You can secure a spot by applying directly to the venues, which have a varying criteria and process, and then apply to the Fringe after you've been accepted. If you're looking for more ways to put on a show at the Fringe, the site-specific and dramatic works categories are still accepting applications as well. If you want more information on how to get on board at the Fringe, how the application process works and all that stuff, just go to VancouverFringe.com and look up BYOV. Hardline Productions. And let's say that again. Sean Harris Oliver, the co-artistic director of Hardline Productions and a 2019 Governor General Literary Award finalist, is teaching Writing Intensive this spring in Vancouver. The workshop, Writing Intensive, is designed for emerging writers who want to hone their craft, develop professional practice, and find out how to secure funding to support their work. It's going on throughout the month of March. It starts this Sunday, and there will be four sessions. Excuse me. 5 hours each, 20 hours of total classroom time. And the cost is only $300 for 20 hours of instruction. And then the cost of printing and materials are on top of that. But you can arrange that with Sean. So if you want to find out more about Sean's writing intensive workshop, you can go directly to his website, seanharrisoliver.com, or you can email him at hardlinevancouver@gmail.com. Sidekick Players Club in Tsawwassen are doing Norm Foster's Drinking Alone, and they are looking for an actor immediately because they're already in rehearsal. The show starts April 16th, and they need someone, a male in his early 30s or who can look early 30s. You can go to sidekickplayers.com to find out details on that one. Sunday, the White Rock Players are doing auditions for Eric Idle's Spamalot, the stage musical version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's going to be on in June at the White Rock Players Club Theater in White Rock. And if you want to schedule an audition, you can email them at whiterockplayersclub@gmail.com. This weekend is also the auditions for Emerald Pig Theater's As You Like It, which is going to be happening throughout July in various locations in Mission, Maple Ridge, and Pitt Meadows. They're holding auditions on Sunday and Tuesday at the Maple Ridge Leisure Center. And you can find out more by looking for sides and character breakdowns and how to apply and how to get there and all that stuff on their website, which is emeraldpig.ca. And speaking of Shakespeare in the Fraser Valley, we've got Bard in the Valley doing Measure for Measure. And that's happening in July. And their auditions are next week. This will also be touring throughout the valley in various locations in Langley and Abbotsford. The auditions are March 8th and 9th at the Douglas Park Rec Center in Langley. They're looking for about 11 actors with a minimum of 3 female roles and 3 male roles. And the rest of them was sort of up for grabs. Whatever actor fits the role, regardless of gender, will be cast. The audition does not require an appointment, but if you would like to book an appointment time, you can contact the director, Emily McKinnon, at emilyjeanmack@gmail.com. Deep Cove Stage is doing The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Noah Smith from the novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. That's going to be happening at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater in June. The auditions are March 8th and 10th at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater, and you can contact the director, Tracy, at Tracy LaBrosse, TracyLaBrosse, @gmail.com. Beach House Theater is doing The Servant of Two Masters by Carlo Goldoni. This is an adaptation of a classic adapted by Tracy Young and Odette Gross. They're going to be performing in Crescent Beach in August, and the auditions are next weekend, Sunday, March 8th, at Alexandra Neighborhood House in Surrey. This is a sort of a classic commedia dell'arte kind of show, so if you have any kind of physical comedy or any kind of experience in that style, that would be really helpful. Also, if you can do acrobatics, juggling, any kind of physical comedy stuff, they'd love to hear from you. You can find out more by going to beachhousetheater.org and look for the auditions notice there. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Neil Simon's Laughter on the 23rd Floor. It's a fictionalized account of Simon's adventures when he was writing for Sid Caesar on Your Show of Shows in the 50s. It's directed by friend of the show, Mile Lovkalich, and it's happening in June at the Burnie Leg. The auditions are March 15th and 17th at the Burnie Leg Theater in Queen's Park, New Westminster, and you can find out more at their website, which is vagabondplayers.ca. And finally, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance. They're holding their auditions in March and April at the Jewish Community Center for anyone between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform. Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance is a summer musical theater camp that happens every year in Vancouver. And some great young performers have come out of that program. I've worked with a few, and they're all they learn a lot, and they're very enthusiastic and very professional, and it's a great experience if that's the world you want to be in. There's two sessions, one in July, one in August, and if you want to find out more, you can go to their website, which is gottasinggottadance.ca, or just go to the Jewish Community Center website, jccgv.com. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com, or you can do like Shakira did and go to Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can also send us a tweet. You can tweet us at CITR Dave Radio. And, we got time. We can just hear some more music. Let's hear from Sarah Jickling.
extra bells on your
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And please, like us on Facebook. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca, and you can also find us on player.fm, and remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around because Audrey is up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 o'clock, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And just a note, check out Canada Land for an actual interview with Nardwuar. It's not Nardwuar interviewing someone, it's somebody interviewing Nardwuar on the latest Canada Land podcast. Check it out. And because I only get to do this once every 4 years, happy birthday tomorrow, Janice McKenzie. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Always wanted to be on the radio.
Christy, you know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can get a show or help with live broadcasts and interview people at shows around the city and make ads and PSAs that play during the shows.
Wow.
Yeah, just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I will. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.